This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with an only somewhat rhetorical question. Why is it that Ben Bernanke gets all the love? The guy has a press conference, the stock market goes bananas, all because the chairman of the Fed said a thing or two that maybe some big investors weren't expecting. I don't know. I'd offer that way down in the weedy cubicles of the Federal Reserve building is where the real heavy lifting is being done, the kind that comes with warnings about too big to fail and systemic risk. I speak here of banking regulations, of course, specifically those under an international agreement known as Basel III. And yes, I know, deadly dull. I apologize. But here's why they matter. Today, the Fed approved new rules about how much capital, how much money the eight biggest banks in this country have to hold on to safely manage their risk, which, if you'll think back with me, gets us back to that bit about too big to fail and, oh yeah, the past 5 years in the global economy. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to get us going.
Think of the economy as a house. Hopefully well-kept, strong foundation, good timbers and bricks. But what if it's poorly maintained, rickety, run down? And a storm hits, really huge. That's what happened to banks in the financial crisis, explains Karen Shaw Petru. She's an analyst at Federal Financial Analytics.
Banks had thin capital cushions,
meaning not enough money on hand to cover losses.
When markets went upside down, they blew up. They couldn't sustain even overnight stress because they had no resources to hang on.
Capital cushions or requirements, that's what Basel III is about, forcing banks to hold more capital against catastrophic losses. Stronger foundations, says Petru.
To give the banks the resources to weather a storm when the next crisis hits.
Making the banks hold more capital puts more of the risk onto the banks themselves and their shareholders. Tom Deutsch is at the American Securitization Forum, which represents lenders and investors. He says there's a danger in too much bank regulation.
To try to eliminate risk in banking is to effectively say that no loan should be made because inherently in a loan is some kind of risk.
And as we've seen since the financial crisis, bankers still like to take plenty of risks. It's possible no amount of capital held in reserve will be enough to keep banks standing in the next financial storm or protect taxpayers from the bank collapses that would follow. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.